continuing our journey in Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechet Brachot, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we are starting on Gimel Amud Bet. So I don't know where. I think let's start from here. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Achavu Yatvin, and they were discussing. You know, the topic is the duration of Ben Hashmashot, and we saw already in a few different shitot in this. So the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Achavu Yatvin, but Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Acha. By the way, unlike my Bavli Daf Yomi here, if anybody has questions, I mean, I don't know how it works with Zoom. If anybody has questions, you could participate. You could ask. Anyway, so he says, "How we atvin ba'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Elabri Achalam Mistabera." It doesn't make sense. Kesof Chatzemil de Rabbi Nechemia. That the sof chatzimil, because Rabbi Nechemia said the shiur of Ben Hashmashot chatzimil, we said approximately like 9 minutes. It's like keref ein de Rabbi Yosi. Uf ana sabar ken, he says, I also think like this. Rabbi Chizkia lo amar ken, he disagrees. Ela, he holds that what Rabbi Yosef means is shekol heref ayin veheref ayin shebchatzimil de Rabbi Nechemia, right? Safek that every heref ayin, it's like a blink, I guess. That's how we say cheshba hamzadan shekol heref ayin, blink of shebchatzimil de Rabbi Nechemia safeku. It's a safek whether it's Ben Hashmashot or not. Amar Rabbi Mana Kashyete Kumei de Rabbi Chizkia. So he said, I asked this kasher in front of Rabbi Chizkia, Kad Teninan Taman, that when we were learning by Rabbi Chizkia, and we were learning in Masechet Zavim, and we said that, you know, Ziva was kind of like, you know, sickness, some kind of sickness that had to do with intimacy, etc., and they would have discharges. So, right, if a person would see Re'ya shel Zov Shalosh Pa'amim, if a person would see three times in like discharges, he would be considered Ziva Gemura. And Ziva Gemura, it's not only that he has to keep Shiva Nekim, 7 clean days, and also has to bring a korban. But if a person saw twice, 2 discharges, he is Tamet Matzav, but he doesn't bring a korban. And he doesn't keep Shiva Nekim, but, you know, Yom Kenegid Yom, he has to keep 1 day against each day that, 1 or 2 days that he saw. So, now it's if there is a seeing, if the discharge that starts in 1 day, in other words, like it starts before sunsets and leads to nighttime to the next day, right? The Jewish day, Jewish calendar changes after it gets dark first, right? So then this would be considered 2 separate seeings. So over there it says, a person, ra'a, if a person would see, achat, in other words, 1 sight, 1 seeing, 1 discharge of ziva bayom, v'achat b'neshmoshot, he saw 2 discharges. 1 during daytime, absolute daytime, no, before sunset. And then he saw another discharge, Ben Hashmashot. Ben Hashmashot, it's in the twilight zone, after Shkia, till Tzad HaKochavim. So, or if he saw Achat Ben Hashmashot V'achat LeMachar, If you saw one seeing Benashmashut, Va'achat Lemachar, which means when it's totally dark, which is the day, next day, Im Yodea, the halacha is like this. Im Yodea, if he knows for sure, Shemikzat Ha'Re'iya Mahayom, that part of the Re'iya was during the daytime, U'mikzata Lemachar, and part of it was the day after, Vadai. This is considered the Vadai situation, clear cut. Letum'ah ule korban, as far as becoming Taman, as far as bringing korban. In other words, the when you saw Ben Hashmashot, it's considered two different sayings, because the beginning was at during the daytime and the end of was at night. Right, so therefore, this change of from day to daytime to nighttime, it splits it into like two different seeings, and therefore, this guy had like three seeings, shalosh reiyot, and because of this, he becomes zav gamur, ziva gedola or complete ziva, and he's going to be, he has kip shiva nekiyim, and also. He has also to bring a korban. Now, ve'im safek shemikzat ha'reiyam ha'yom mitzat ha'machar. But if there is a safek, it's not clear that mikzat ha'reiyam was ben hashmashut ma'hayom u'mikzat ha'machar, and some of it was the day after. Vaday letum'a, this person is for sure tameh. Right, because even if it's two things, it's a tameh, not ziva gedola, but it's a tameh. But the safek the korban, but as far as korban, it's a safek, right? Because yijeh ben hashmashot is day or night, that's going to make make up the number of the total reyot. That if it's three, so then it's a safek that he has bringing korban. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef ba'a kumei Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef ba'a kumei, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, and this Mishnah, man Tana, who is the Tana that says shereiya nechleket lishnai, that that reiya, that if the seeing spreads ben hashmashot, we split into two different seeings. Rabbi Yosi amarla, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan answered. Rabbi Yochanan answered that who said that? Rabbi Yosi Amarle. It's the Shitaf Rabbi Yosi, right? It's the Shitaf Rabbi Yosi, right? So the Gemara says he keshita. I asked the Kashyanim. I asked the Kashyanim. Keshita al da'atach. According to your opinion, the At Amar that you say, Kol Heref Ayin veHeref Ayin shebachatzim mil de Rabbi Nechemiah Safeku, you that you say that every second, right, during the chatzim mil, the 9 minutes of Rabbi Nechemiah, it's a safek that maybe it's Ben Hashmashot. So according to this, like, if like Rabbi Yosi, we cannot know for sure if the Re'iya. Right, when it's like it's that long, how many reyot you would count it? Now, lema amar lekeshite. What did Rabbi Mana? Why did Rabbi Mana tell Rabbi Chizkia that this Mishnah is kashya? There is a hardship with it. Right, it wants to say. In other words, we have to wait till Eliyahu HaNavi. It's like it was left in Teku, and you have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. Right? In other words, when the Mishnah says every heref ayin of would be considered like safek ben hashmashot, it means safek. Lichshiyavu Eliyahu v'yomar. Like we have to wait for Yohan Avi to come and to paskin for us. V'yomar zehu ben hashmashot. He has to come and to tell us exactly which shita is right. what is actually the duration of Ben HaShemashot? Whether it's like Chatzi Mil of Rabbi Nechemia, and where is the Heref Ein of Ben HaShemashot, according to Rabbi Chizkiah? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and clarify all this Sfekot. So the Gemara says, Man Palig, in other words, who will divide? And if you're talking that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and clarify, so he would tell us exactly how long is the Heref Ein also. And he's going to tell us whether the Ben HaShemashot is going to, Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he's going to clarify everything. Tishbi Taretz Kushiyot Ubayot, Teku. So he's going to clarify everything, and also he's going to tell us whether Ben HaShemashot is Safek or not. We are not going to have a Safek. Right now we have Ben HaShemashot is like, you know, it's a Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Right? This is, you know, whatever the duration of Ben HaShemashot. But the definition of Ben HaShemashot is, it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. We don't know if it's day or night. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he's going to clarify that exactly whether Ben HaShemashot is daytime or nighttime. You're not going to have any Sfekot left. Not only just how long is the Heref Ein. Rabbi Chanina Chaverhon de Rabbanan Ba'i. Rabbi Chanina, the friend, Chaverhon de Rabbanan of Chachamim, he had a question. Kema de'at Amar, right, we go back to the discussion of Tzeta Kochavim, right? We had the discussion, how many stars, what size? So he was kemad atomar. In other words, what you said by arvit, that you know from what time you could at night say Shema. He said niru shelosha kochavim. Right, that from the time that we see three stars, afal pi shachaman tuna beemtza harakia. In other words, even though still the sun is in the middle of the skies. In other words, it's that, you know, you still, it's daytime. There's light. So you want to say Lailahu. So, oh, you're saying because there are three stars, still that's it. That's nighttime, even though it's not dark. Umar, so in other words, you should, Umar, and you, sir, why don't you say this have a shacharit ken? So, you know, if you say it about, right, you know, sunset time, you should say it in the morning as well. That any time, if you could see still in the morning three stars, so say it's nighttime because you are seeing three stars, even though there is dawn, right? And how come, right? So everybody says that, you know, that from the dawn, we say it's daytime. No, maybe if you could see three stars, it's not daytime. Maybe it's nighttime. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, he gives a terut. Right, it says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Ketiv, it says, Hashemesh yotza al haaretz, belot ba tsuara. And the pasuk says in Tehillim, in Bereshit, about the story of, you know, when the Malachim came, they wanted to destroy Sodom. It says Hashemesh yatsa al haaretz, when the sun came up on the earth, velot ba tsoara, and Lot came to the city of Tsoar. That's one of the cities in that area, right? Uchtiv, and then we have another pasuk in Vayikra. Right, again, so we have one pasuk, Hashemesh yatzal haaretz velot batzuara, and another pasuk we have in Vayikra. It says uba Hashemesh betaher. Right, another, if somebody was tameh, It says, "Bo Hashemesh v'taher." So then the pasuk says, "Va'achar yochal min ha'kodashim." So then this person could eat korbanot. It's talking about kohen tameh, right? That, you know, he went to mikveh, but still he cannot eat kodashim till, right? It says the pasuk says. It says, "Bo Hashemesh v'taher." In other words, when the sun sets, it's sunset, so then this person is going to be lichora tahor, right? And he could eat, we said that, but also sud kohen was sud truma, it has to become dark, right? Not going to mikveh is not enough. Now, uba hashemesh v'taher, v'achar yochal min hakodashim. So here we have yetziah ubi'ah shel hashemesh, the coming and going of the shemesh, right? And it's using for beginning and the end of the beginning of the day till the end of the day and starting of the night. Makish yetziyato lebiyato, and here it's a hekesh, right? They are learned, you know, in one sequence. Yetziyato biyato. What is the Torah telling us? What they have in common? Yetziyato biyato shel hashemesh. Ma bi'ato, mishit mitkase min abriyot. The same way that bi'at hashemesh, sunset, is when you cannot see the sun anymore. It's hidden from human beings. Ma bi'ato, mishit kase min abriyot, from the time that it's covered, that people cannot, nobody, human being cannot see it, or completely sunset. Go to the ocean and you could see, watch a beautiful sunset, how the sun goes down and down and down. Right. Af yetziato, it says also, the coming, in other words, the sunrise, af yetziato lech sheyitvada labriyot. Right? It's when the sun rises and it's seen. And it starts to give its light, and it's dawn, right? Dawn already is the beginning of the first rays of light. The sun starts come up. Hanetz already you could see when you have Hanetz Chama, Baruch Hashem, we have in shul the best, the most beautiful sunrise, right? So you could see then, but it starts. Hanetz is already when the entire sun is up, but it starts with dawn. So even then it's daytime, even though it's dark enough that you could see some stars, right? This is what it says. If you are saying that, you know, sunset is, even though you could see stars, still it's daytime, so the same it should be in the morning as well, that even though, right, you could see stars already is daytime from dawn. Right, this is the hekesh of bi'ah and tzet hashemesh. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Ba. So he says, you know, he's in the footnotes. It says, "B'derechlar Rabbi Ba Birushalmi, who Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba that we are familiar with from Bavli and Zohar Kadosh in." I guess Israel is like abbreviations. He's called Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba. Ketiv, he says, you know, there is another pasuk. It says, Haboker or, HaTorah kara le'or boker. When it says Haboker or, HaTorah, the Torah calls le'or boker. Right, to light morning. And wants to say that, you know, from the time that starts the light, Alot HaShachar, it's already beginning of the day. This is the second terutz. We have a third terutz, Tanya Bishmael. In Shemot, it says, Baboker, Baboker. Shemot Tetzayin Kaf Aleph, it says, Baboker, Baboker. Kedeliten, Tchum LeBokro Shel Boker. That wants to tell you that Tinstam Boker means from sunrise. And wants to say that there's an earlier time, Right, you know, even though it's not totally boker, it's dawn, right? It's you have two boker, you have boker like a partial boker, which is dawn, amud hashachar, and then, right, when hanetzach hamayim, it's a real boker. Kidei, right, it says kidei liten tchum lebokro shel boker, to give like you know to give a limit that like, you know to divide it that you have two bokers, right? Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Bon. So in other words, here we have a discussion about like you know that the different levels of boker, the levels of night, the same way that you know at night you have shkia, you have first of all you have erev starts from chatzot and on, from midday and on already starts. The sun to set, so the same way that you have it's happening like you know Bahadraga, you know stage by after stage, right? The same thing also in other words, it doesn't become dark. You know you have erev, then you have shkia, and then you have ben hashmashot, and you have tzatak chavim. The same thing you have in the morning. You have dawn, and then you have later on, you have Hanetzach Hamam, etc. So, Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Bon, im ein at omer liten ovyo shel rakia lelaila, ben ba'arvit ben b'shacharit, if you don't say that the time that the sun is in the thickness of the rakia, in other words, between Shkiyat HaChamam, between sunset, until till the light is completely gone, and also in the morning, Alot HaShachar, right? This is this thickness, so to speak, Ovi of the Shamayim. So Nimtzeta Omer, Shein Hayom V'Halayla Shavin. So then you would come to say that day and night time are not equal. Right, because you are saying that between the Shkia da Chama leven istaklut ora min arakia ba'arvit and alut ha'shachar hanetz ha'chama. So in other words, you would and this is something that you know it changes from season to season. We have different tkufot b'men Nisan Tishrei. The Gemara is going to explain. Betani, and the Brayta says, Be'echad b'tkufat Nisan, u'be'echad b'tkufat Tishrei. Tkufat Tishrei, it's different than the month of Tishrei. Right? So you have, you know, tkufat Nisan, which is the spring, it's called tkufat Nisan, and tkufat Tishrei is the beginning of Poiz, autumn. Right, or fall. I think in English it's fall. So you have four tkufot. You have summer, winter, and then you have the spring and the fall. So here, be'echad b'tkufat, it's the beginning of the spring, tkufat ha'aviv, which is right in Nisan, u'be'echad b'tkufat tishrei, and from the beginning of tkufat tishrei, which is the fall. Hayom v'halayla shavim. It says that in these two times, daytime and night time, it's exactly equal, maybe 12 and 12 hours. So if lichora it's mashmam that layla night is from shkiat hachama to zrichata sunrise till sunset, and that's what it's in this tkufot, right? The time span between Yom and Laila, it's equal. Day and night. Amar Rabbi Huna, these two tkufot, right? So, Amar Rabbi Huna, nalfine midrach eretz. He says, we could learn this, what's happening in Shamayim, from derech eretz, what happens here on planet Earth. He wants to give Mashal from Kings. It says Share Malka Nafak, when the king wants to exit his palace, Share means to start. When he starts to exit his palace, Afalgav. Delo nefak, umrin denfak. Even though it didn't come out yet, already, right, the news reports that he's out. Right, because they are expecting him to see him when he comes out. So when he starts, like, exiting, already is Share Malka Nafak, Afalgadonafak, Amrindonafak, right? So say that, the king is out because he's about and they want to see him. Share Alil, but it's not the beginning. When it's Alil means clearly. When the Share Alil, when the king is starting to enter his palace, Lo Amrin De'al Achata Di'ol. So then we don't say that he entered, he's completely out. In other words, it's not the same thing. When he wants to come out, when he just starts, he leaves his room, his chamber, to go to the hallway and to come out, they say he already came out. But it's not the same thing, for entering. It says, right, so Share Alil, when he wants to enter, they don't say lomrin al. We don't say that he is in ad shata de yul, till the time that he's entered completely. So he wants to say the same thing. I mean, I don't exactly understand, like, what's coming out, that, maybe they're expecting him, like, the news, he left his chamber, he's about to come out, or say he came out already. But, going in, they don't say he's in till he's completely in. So they want to say the same thing. It's about, like, sunrise and sunset, right? The B'Shacharit, in the morning, B'Shar She'matchila Hashemesh Latzat Al Ha'aretz, V'Alot HaShachar, from the time that, Alot HaShachar, we say, okay, that's it, it's daytime. But when it comes, it says, it's not symmetric, morning and night. You wanted to say it's not symmetric. In the morning, right, from dawn, we say, oh, it's the beginning of the day. But, at night, right, we don't have the same thing, right? Usually, I think, you have from dawn, it's, we say, like, it's 72 minutes till Hanetz. But when it's, but Shkia is much faster. We say, 13 minutes after Shkia already, it's at the Kochavim. So it's not parallel. Okay, lo amrin al atshata. Basically, that it's not symmetric, the morning and the night. And we continue. Let's go to Hey. So we go to another topic in Hilchot Tfilah. Zehu she'omed umitpalel, right? Not related, from Kriyat Shema, sunrise, sunset. We go to Shmona Esrei. Beautiful. I don't think we didn't have this in Bavli. Zehu she'omed umitpalel. Zehu, a person that, standing and davening, right? She'omed umitpalel, tzarich lahashvot et raglav. He has to put his feet together, right? To say, train Amorim. There are two Amoraim that have machloket, Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Simon. Chadamar, that's what the Babli says, that one of them says, Kemalachim, the same way that, like the Malachim, that the Cheskel saw, because this is Raglehem, Regel Yeshara, Regel, it's like, looks like one foot. V'chadamar, and the word says no. It's like Kohanim. Like the Kohanim v'ta Mikdash. The Gemara is going to explain both. Man do amar ke Kohanim, the one who says like the Kohanim, right, because it says, lo ta'ale b'ma'alot al mizbechi, asher lo tigale ervatcha alav. Right, it says, the Kohanim are not allowed, there are no steps on the Mizbeach, lo ta'ale b'ma'alot. Ma'alot is steps. Why? Because those days didn't have pants, they had like a skirt. So then if you take a step, so then erva, like you know, nakedness would be seen. Right? So, in other words, the Kohanim cannot take like, you know, big steps. That was, there was a ramp. And this show you mahalchim, and when the Kohanim would walk, would take very small steps, akev betzad gudal, heel next to the toe of one by the other, v'gudal etzad akev. Right? That's very small steps. Uman de amar kamalachim. So you see, it's like that. You know, when you take very small steps, it's like the steps are together, right? That's the way it should be for Shmona Esrei. And the other one that said kamalachim, because over there, that's also the Babli says. It's because when Yechezkel saw the malachim, it says v'raglehem regel yishara. Regel Ishara, it says it in singular. It's like 1 foot. Rabbi Chanina bar Andrei. Well, maybe Andrei, I thought it was a French name. But here you have Andrei also. Maybe it's they took it from here. Andre, maybe the French say. Anyway, Rabbi Chanina ben Andrei. Mishbeshem Rabbi Shmuel bar Sutar. He says, Hamalachim en lahem kfitzin. Kfitzin means joints. It says malachim, they don't have joints. Mafsal nadara, like human beings. That's why you know they cannot bend their feet and to sit. Right? Because you know it's almost the biggest miracle, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created our body in such a way that we have to bend the joints and we are able to sit, to stand. The malachim is like straight. So en lahem kfitzim. They don't have joints. Umatam. I said, what is the reason for that? From where do you say that? So the Gemara says, again, goes, that was the Cheskel, I'm going to Daniel. Because Daniel says, kirvet al chad min kamaya. That, you know, I came close al chad. Kamaya, what is Kamaya? Kaimaya. When it says in Daniel, Kamaya, here it translates, it's like Kaimaya. Kaimaya, and somebody says Kayam Tamid, standing always. So Malachim cannot sit. They can't, they don't have joints. They're always standing. Right? So Amar Rav Huna, okay, fine. They cannot sit. Okay, just it's interesting. It's interesting, you know, to know about Malachim. So here in the footnotes, it says because Malachim they always have stand still in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So. They don't sit. Because sitting is like authority. It's like the king sits. In other words, he wants to say that the malachim don't have any authority of their own. They're totally beholden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, yeshiva, sitting, is but so it's like resting, right? But standing, it's like action. Shamal achim enam betelim leolam avodatam enam menucha. Malachim are like Trump, that you know, constantly is working, right? No menucha. Shululam him, constantly they're doing Hashem's will. Right? That's, you know, this is what the information about Malachim versus human beings. Human beings, Baruch Hashem, we have joints and we could say, Amar Rav Huna, ze shiru'e et ha-kohanim b'beit ha-kneset. He says, when a person is in shul, and there is, you know, Birkat Kohanim, Baruch Hashem, since we have the stage, right, it's we are doing the proper kavod for Kohanim, we have a duchan. So he says, Bivracha Rishona. So we know that there are three psukim in Birkat Kohanim. So he said, Bivracha Rishona, the first pasuk, Tzarech Lomar, Barechu et Hashem Malachav. Right, Gibore Koach of Set Devaro, Lishma Bechol Devaro. Bashniya, he says, by the second Pasuk, he says, Baruchu et Hashem Kol Tzva'av, Bashlishit, another Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Kol Ma'asav. Bemusaf, on Shabbat and Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. Right, then we have a different answer. Nowadays we don't. He said, just, and we say Amen, but here the Yerushalmi says no, not like that, and it says on Shabbat on Bemusaf, in other words Shabbat, then you believe that there is Rosh Chodesh, that there is Musaf, but Bracha Rishona Tzarech Lomar. Shira Ma'alot, Hine Baruch Hu Et Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Avdim Bevit Hashem Belidot. Bashniya, in other words, second Pasuk, says, Sa'u Idechem Kodesh. Bashlishi, Yivarech Hashem Mitzion, Sashamayim Va'aretz. Ve'im Hayu Arba, and if there is more than twice, Birkat Kohanim, when we have Arba Tfilot on Yom Kippur, right? So they, according to Yerushalmi, on Yom Kippur we have Shacharit, Musaf, we have then Mincha, Neila. So then Chozer, so on the added Tfilot, according to this, you say even Mincha they would. We don't Duchan in Mincha. According to Yerushalmi, apparently even on Mincha they would Duchan. So he says, so then, imayu arba tfilot, so then chozer, and the two added tfilot, the psukim, telitayata bekadmaita. In other words, the third time, we do like the first time, the psukim, ureviata, and then the fourth tfila, which is neilam, ketin yevata. Right, like the second time, right? And we don't have other psukim. Amar Rabbi Chanina says, right, so this was Birkat Kohanim. Now the Gemara goes back to the old sugya that we had about the beginning of the day. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ma'ayelet HaShachar. Ma'ayelet HaShachar, it's apparently even before Amud HaShachar. Before it's the very beginning of the light. Ad she Yeor HaMizrach, till you have Yeor HaMizrach, till the east becomes totally illuminated. It says, Adam Mahalech Arbat Milin. It says, it takes that, you know, to go 4 milin. If every mil is 18 minutes, so that's 72 minutes, right? 18 minutes times 4. Adam Mahalech Arba Milin. So this is, I said, like, you know that Amud HaShachar, or he says, Ayelet HaShachar, till Hanetz, it's 72 minutes. This is where it comes from. Mishe Yeor HaMizrach, and then, Mishe Yeor HaMizrach, Ad Shetanetz HaChama, is another Arbaat Milin, 4 mil. Uminayin, in other words, it's the double the time that we say. 72 minutes till, from the Ayelet HaShachar till till Hanetzachama, till at Shiur HaMizrach, and then Shiur HaMizrach till at Shiur HaMizrach, another 4 mili. Uminayin, and where we learn from Shiur HaMizrach at Shiur HaMizrach, 4 mil, where do you take it from? Where do we take it from? Dichtiv. In Afichat Tzum, Amura Yitzes, Kumu HaShachar Allah, Vayoyitzu HaMalachim Belot Lemur, that when the dawn came up, the malachim, they hurried Lot. So, kum kachet shtuchavet shtibulatcha nimtzaot pentz v'bavon ha'ir. So if we see that he exited the city, Lot, it was avod ha'shachar. Uktiv, and then it says, Hashemesh yatzah la'aretz v'lot batzuara, and he says, right, and when it was totally sunrise, Hanetz, he came to Tzuar. And he says, Umin Sdom le Tzuar. And the distance from Sdom to go to Tzuar is Arbaat Mil, it's 4 mil, 72 minutes. The Gemara says, Yoter Havon, Baba. It was more than that. Amar Rab Zera says, Hamalach haya meqadder lifnei haderech. You're right. It takes longer, more than 72 minutes, to go from Sdom to Tzuar. But over there was a miracle. HaMalach, the Malachim that were accompanying Lot, Mekader Lifneim HaDerech. He would make tunnels and he would make it like a short, the shorter. Usually, you're right, it's more than that. Okay, maybe we should stop here. Hey, the top of Hey Amud Bet, Be'ezrat Hashem. Tomorrow night, I hope, and I'm traveling, but you know, I hope I would be able to give the Shiur Be'ezrat Hashem from Muncie, New York. Okay, all the best. Shalom, shalom.